barbarian tribes of Rome, the Anglo-Saxons, kings and kingdom of Essex, or of the East Saxons. Essex is a modern name for the kingdom of East Saxons. The territory of the small kingdom spanned from East Anglia to Kent and from Mercia to the North Sea. From what we can gather, several tribes existed in this area before they merged into one large kingdom. These people include the Rodings, the Upas, the Hafras, the Hailmel, the Beskingas, the Gingas, the Dengi, and the Vange. Their kingdom came to be in the early 6th century, and like several other pagan Anglo-Saxon tribes, the kings of future Essex claimed that Wudan was their direct ancestor. Sadly, there aren't a lot of written records or archaeological evidence for us to piece together what Essex was like during the time of the other Anglo-Saxon kingdoms. We only know that they had been subjugated at multiple points by bigger, more powerful regional kingdoms, such as Mercia, East Anglia, or Kent. Throughout their existence, the East Saxons had strong ties with the kings of Kent. Ethelbert's insistence on converting his nephew Sabert to Christianity had an instrumental role in this, as the royal families continued supporting each other and intermarrying during the Mercian dominance. At one point in the 8th century, Essex began minting coins, possibly as a way of asserting their independence from other kingdoms. Mercia would eventually take control of Essex, but in the late 9th century, it would become incorporated in the Danelaw. Once Edward the Elder retook the territory from the Danes, the ruler of Essex was styled as an ealdorman rather than a king. And from that point until William the Conqueror's conquest, Essex was little more than just a shire. So let's look at some of the kings. Sabrecht of Essex. Sabrecht ascended to the throne in 604. Following his father, Slid. Within the year, he converted to Christianity in Kent. However, all of his sons remained pagan, which led to problems after his death in 616. During the same time, Mellitus, a member of the Gregorian mission to Canterbury, was made the first bishop of London. Not much is known about Sabrecht's life. He had family ties in Kent, and the two kingdoms remained close even after his passing. Sabrecht himself was the son of Slid, who might have been the founder of the first dynasty of Essex, though we can't know this with certainty. During his time, London and Colchester were part of Essex, and London in particular was still a key city within the kingdom, retaining this position from Roman times. Within London, King Ethelbert built the old St. Paul's Church, possibly on the same spot where the current St. Paul's Cathedral is located. This shows that Sabrecht ruled Essex in his own right. His uncle still held dominion over him. After all, London was not in Kent, nor a direct part of it during Sabrecht's reign. Sabrecht's death resulted in events similar to those of his uncle's death in Kent. Mellitus, still the Bishop of London, was exiled from the city by Sabrecht's sons. All three sons were pagan, and according to legend, they exiled Mellitus because he refused to allow them to taste sacramental bread. Whatever the case may be, Essex was no longer a safe haven for Christians, at least in the 7th century. The Pritterwell site in the East County in the county of Essex contains an elaborate and possibly royal Anglo-Saxon tomb. Some archaeologists speculate that Sabrecht might have been buried here. Others claim it's actually the resting place of his grandson, Sabrecht the Good, who was also to become a Christian king. Ascending the throne around 653, Sabrecht the Good ruled Essex for 7 years until he was murdered by his kinsmen. And like his grandfather, the first Christian king of the East Saxons, we know quite a few details of Sabrecht's life, that is, Sabrecht the Good. Unlike his father and his kinsmen before him, Sabrecht the Good converted to Christianity, though he did this at the urging of his friend, King Oswy Bernicia. He was baptized at one of Oswin's estates by Bishop Finian. In his later years, Sabrecht the Good would ask for Oswy's help in converting the East Saxons and the Christians. A monk called Sed led the mission with a few other monks and went to Essex, having previously finished missionary work with the Middle Angles. Later in life, Sed would become the Bishop of Essex. Churches and Christian communities were slowly emerging in Essex again. The kingdom looked like it was going back to Christianity. Sadly, Sabrecht the Good's brothers, whom Bede doesn't mention by name when retelling this event, did not agree with his new religion. The king's murder may have had two well-known culprits, however. One would be his cousin, Swithelm, son of Sexbald, while the other was Swithelm's brother, Swiftfrith, Bede portrays this murder as if the kinsman killed Sabrek the Good for his beliefs, but there's reasons to believe that it was more complex politics of succession were involved. After the king's death, Swithelm took the throne and ruled for the next 4 years. Considering how little we know about the kings of Essex, it's interesting to see that two separate rulers are noted as progenitors of their royal dynasty. The first of these is Axwain. We know next to nothing of this king other than a few name variants, though his name would suggest some Jutish, possibly Kentish, influence. His supposed son, Sled, the father of Sabrek, is considered by a few scholars to be the rightful founder of the House of Essex. Much like his brother, we know very little of Slid. He might have married Ricula, the sister of Athelbert, the king of Kent, and their son would have become the first East Saxon Christian king. However, Slid also had another son, Ceaxa, whom we only know his name. Another king of note is Sigurd of Essex. He ascended the throne in 798 and ruled until 825. However, he was both the last king and the last native ruler of Essex. This is explained by the fact that he had only been king until 812. Pressured by his Mercian overlords, he was no longer king, but merely a duke. As a duke, he ruled over Essex till 825, when he ceded his kingdom. Essex then went to a different ruler, namely Ecgberht of Wessex. So next time, our next heptarchy is going to be Sussex. Now the sources for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Attila the Hun by Worrell, The Burgundians by Charles River, The History of the Ostrogoths by Burns, and The History of the Vandals by Jacobson, as well as The History of the Barbarians. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.